Welcome to the Rapid Learning Audio Tutorial Series, Kinetics in Equilibrium. This tutorial will introduce you to kinetics, collision theory, reaction coordinate diagrams, factors affecting reaction rate, reaction mechanisms, and rate laws, as well as dynamic equilibrium, equilibrium constants, Le Chatelier's principle, and how free energy and equilibrium are related. Chemistry studies matter. Matter undergoes chemical reactions. Chemical reactions can be studied with kinetics. Kinetics uses collision theory and activation energy. Kinetics studies relationships between reaction rate and concentration, which are related through the differential rate laws. These rate laws are used to develop and verify reaction mechanisms. Chemical reactions can reach equilibrium. Equilibrium is when the forward and reverse reaction rates are equal. The equation showing the ratio of products to reactants at equilibrium is known as the equilibrium constant expression. When numbers are plugged in and a value is found, it's called the equilibrium constant. When equilibrium is disturbed, it follows Le Chatelier's principle. Kinetics and coordinate diagrams. Kinetics is the study of the rate of reactions. Reaction rate is the rate at which reactants produce products. It's how fast a reaction takes place. Collision theory is the basic theory behind kinetics. It states that in order for a reaction to occur, the reactants must collide in the correct orientation or position with the minimum amount of energy to transform from the reactants to the products. Very few collisions result in a reaction, but there are so many collisions overall that even this very small percentage is enough for the reaction to proceed. Reactants must come in contact in order to react. Two molecules don't touch, there's no way they'll ever react. But not every collision produces a reaction. They must collide in the correct orientation. A collision with the wrong orientation does not result in a reaction, and the reactants will move off from each other again. Even those that are at the correct orientation don't always result in a reaction. They must have the minimum energy to react. If two molecules collide in the correct orientation, but without the minimum energy, the reactants will simply move off from each other again. Activation energy is that minimum energy the collision must have to react. A reaction coordinate diagram shows the energy of the reactants, the activation energy, and the energy of the products. Energy is placed on the y-axis, while time as the reaction proceeds is on the x-axis. It begins with the reactants on the left side, and a curve is drawn up to the top of a hill, which represents the activation energy of the reaction. The curve is then drawn down to the energy of the products. The activated complex, also called the transition state, is present at the top of the hill. The energy change for a reaction is the difference shown between the energy of the products and the energy of the reactants. What exactly is an activated complex, or transition state? It's the in-between stage when the reactants have not yet broken apart and the products have not yet formed. Endo and exothermic are terms that refer to the overall change of a process. An endothermic reaction means the reaction takes in energy. The products have more energy than the reactants. An exothermic reaction is one where the reactants have more energy than the products. The products have given off energy and have less than the reactants. Reaction coordinate diagrams show if a reaction is endo or exothermic. If the products are drawn at a higher energy level than the reactants, it's endothermic. However, if the products are drawn lower on the y-axis than the reactants, it's exothermic. What factors affect reaction rate? the surface area affects the reaction rate because increasing the surface area allows more particles to collide at the same time. The more collisions there are, the more successful collisions will result in a reaction. As surface area increases, reaction rate increases. The concentration of reactants is important. The more molecules that are present, the more collisions there will be, and therefore the more successful collisions there will be. As reactant concentration increases, reaction rate increases. Temperature also affects reaction rate. As reactants collide with higher energy at a higher temperature, they will have more energy in the collision, which is more likely to result in a successful collision, one that meets the minimum activation energy requirement. For most reactions, as temperature increases, the reaction rate also increases. A catalyst speeds up a reaction, but they are not used in the reaction themselves. An example of a catalyst in our body is enzymes. You might write an equation with a catalyst as A plus B plus C yields D plus C. C would be the catalyst. It's present in the beginning and again in the end. A reaction coordinate diagram would show a smaller activation energy hill when the catalyst is present. How do catalysts speed up the reaction without being used up? Catalysts make a successful collision more likely. They lower the activation energy by allowing reactants to react in a different way, or by holding reactants in place for the reaction, therefore making collisions at the correct orientation. Once they've done their job, they're released and available to help other reactants. What are reaction mechanisms? Elementary steps are chemical equations that show a single molecular collision. The reaction mechanism is a set of elementary steps that add up to the overall reaction. Elementary steps show exactly which molecules collide at a time. For example, a reaction may have step 1 of NO2 plus NO2 yields NO plus NO3. Two NO2 molecules must collide in this step. The next step could include NO3 produced in step 1, colliding with CO to produce NO2 and CO2. The second step would have the collision between NO3 and CO. These two elementary steps are the reaction mechanism, and they add up to equal the overall equation NO2 plus CO yields NO plus CO2. An intermediate is a species that is produced in an elementary step and then consumed in a later step. It's not shown in the overall reaction at all. In our example, NO3 is an intermediate. It's produced in step 1 and used up in step 2. It does not show up in the overall equation. The rate-determining step is the slowest step in a mechanism. It literally determines the rate by being the bottleneck. The other, faster steps cannot be completed until the slowest step has finished. Therefore, the rate of the slowest step is essentially the rate of the overall reaction. What are rate laws? A rate law is a mathematical relationship in kinetics. They must be determined experimentally. There's no way to determine them from overall balanced reactions. A proposed reaction mechanism must match the experimentally determined rate law. An elementary step in a mechanism can match exactly one of the rate laws. The differential rate law relates how reaction rate depends on concentration of reactants. Differential rate laws have the following format: rate equals lowercase k, concentration of A to the N, concentration of B to the M. Rate is the rate of reaction in units of molarities per second. Lowercase k is the rate law constant. It's different for every reaction and for every temperature. concentration of A and B are the concentration and molarity of the reactants that must collide in the rate-determining step. N and M are the molecularity, or the order of reactants. Reactant rate order is the number of that molecule that must collide in the rate-determining step. For example, when something is to the first order, one of those molecules collides in the rate-determining step. If the rate order is 2, two molecules must collide in the rate-determining step. How does rate order affect how a change in concentration changes the rate? If a reactant is zero order, change in concentration of that reactant has no effect on the reaction rate. If a reactant is first order, then doubling the reactant concentration will double the rate. If a reactant is second order, then doubling the reactant concentration will quadruple the rate. How do you determine the differential rate law from experimental data? First, choose two trials. Choose two where only one concentration is changing. Set the ratio of the rates equal to the ratio of the rate laws. For example, when given information on how the concentration of NH4+1 and NO-2 affect rate, choose two trials where NH4+1 is constant but NO-2 is changing. In this example, those are trials 1 and 2. Set the ratio of their rates, rate 1 over rate 2, equal to the ratio of their rate laws. K, NH4+1 to the N, NO-2 to the M of trial 1, over K, NH4+1 to the N, NO-2 to the M of trial 2. Plug in the data from trial 1 and trial 2. 1.35 times 10 to the negative 7 divided by 2.70 times 10 to the negative 7 equals K times 0.1 to the N times 0.005 to the M divided by K times 0.1 to the N times 0.01 to the M. Simplify this expression. 1 over 2 equals 0.005 to the m divided by 0.01 to the m. This is the same as 1/2 equals 1/2 to the m. Therefore, m equals 1. For this set of data, NO to the negative 2 is first order. Repeat this for another set of trials until all the orders are determined. Let's do it with rate 2 and 3. Rate 2 over rate 3 equals K, NH4+1 to the N, NO-2 to the first. We've determined its order. From rate 2, divided by K, NH4+1 to the N, NO-2 to the first of rate 3. Plug in the information from trial 2 and trial 3. 2.7 times 10 to the negative 7 divided by 5.4 times 10 to the negative 2 equals K 0.1 to the N times 0.01 to the first divided by K times 0.2 to the N divided by 0.01 to the first. Simplify the expression. 1/2 equals 0.1 to the N divided by 0.2 to the n. This simplifies to 1/2 equals 1/2 to the n. N is first order. How to determine the k? Use the information from one trial in the rate law expression now that you know the orders of each reactant. Let's use trial 1. 1.35 times 10 to the negative 7 equals k times 0.1 to the first times 0.005 to the first. Use algebra to rearrange the expression to solve for k. K equals 2.7 times 10 to the negative 4th molarity times second all to the negative 1. This can be then plugged into the rate law expression. the final rate law equation is rate equals 2.7 times 10 to the negative 4th, 1 over molarity times second, times the concentration of NH4 plus 1 to the first, times the concentration of NO negative 2 to the first. This can also be done in a shortcut method, using the same logic, but doesn't work out the math to prove it. You could only use this method if you can find a set of data where all reactants are held constant, except for one for each reactant. For example, for a given set of data, when comparing trial 1 and trial 2, you notice that all concentrations are held constant except BrO3 negative 1. That concentration is doubled from trial 1 to trial 2. The rate is also doubled from trial 1 to trial 2. This means BrO3 negative 1 is first order. When comparing trials 2 and 3, you notice that all concentrations are held constant except Br negative 1. It doubles from trial 2 to trial 3. The rate also doubles. This means Br negative 1 is first order. When comparing trial 1 to trial 4, all concentrations are held constant except the hydrogen cation. Its concentration is doubled from trial 1 to trial 4. The rate is increased by a factor of 4. If concentration doubles and rate quadruples, then the hydrogen cation is second order. Information from any of the four trials can be plugged in to solve for K. Using trial 1, 8 times 10 to the negative 4th molarity per second equals K times 0.1 molarity to the first times 0.1 molarity to the first times 0.1 molarity to the second. The equation is rearranged and solved for K. This gives a K of 8.0 molarity to the third times seconds, all to the negative 1. You can also graphically determine the order for a reaction. By graphing different values on the y-axis with concentration of the reactant on the x-axis, the order can be determined. If the x-axis is concentration and the y-axis is rate, and you find a flat line, zero slope, then that reactant is zero order. If reactant concentration is on the x and rate is on the y, and you get a straight line with a non-zero slope, the reactant is first order. If reactant concentration is on the x and square root of y is on the y, and you get a straight line, this reactant is second order. How does reaction rate relate to temperature? The activation energy, symbolized with a capital E sub capital A, is the minimum energy a collision needs to result in a reaction. The higher the activation energy, the lower the likelihood that a collision will result in a reaction. Therefore, high activation energy means slow rate. However, temperature is proportional to average kinetic energy. As temperature is increased, molecules have higher energy. Therefore, collisions with the minimum energy are more likely, and rate increases. As temperature increases, rate also increases. What is equilibrium? A reversible reaction is a chemical reaction that can proceed in both directions. It's represented by a double arrow. Equilibrium is when the rate of the forward reaction equals the rate of the reverse reaction. It takes time to establish equilibrium. At first, there are only reactants present. Only the forward reaction is possible. But once there are products as well, they can begin to reform reactants. The reverse reaction becomes possible. The forward rate slows and the reverse rate increases until they are the same. Once the rate of the forward and reverse process are equal, it's at equilibrium. When equilibrium is established, the number of products and reactants don't change, but the reaction keeps going. Dynamic equilibrium means that although the number of products and reactants isn't changing, equilibrium, the individual molecules are still reacting and changing, dynamic. The reaction doesn't stop. What are equilibrium constants? Equilibrium constant expression is an equation showing the ratio of concentrations of products to reactants at equilibrium. Concentration is symbolized with brackets around the molecule symbol. The equilibrium constant, symbolized with a capital K, is the number calculated from the equilibrium constant expression. K is different for every reaction at every temperature. To write an equilibrium constant expression, write the concentration of products on the top of the ratio. Take each one to a power equal to the coefficient from the balanced equation. Write the concentration of reactants on the bottom. Also take each to the power of the balanced equation coefficient. For example, write the equilibrium constant expression for 2H2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2H2O gas. K equals the product in brackets, bracket H2O, to the power of its balanced equation coefficient, in this case a 2, over the reactants, bracket H2 squared, as its coefficient is 2, times bracket O2. A homogeneous equilibrium is when all of the species are the same states of matter. 2H2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2H2O gas. A heterogeneous equilibrium is when there are at least two states of matter. 2H2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2H2O liquid. Pure solids and pure liquids have constant concentrations. The concentration of a pure solid or liquid is equal to the density divided by the molar mass. Since both density and molar mass are constants, they don't change. Therefore, the concentration of a pure solid or liquid is constant. If a pure solid or pure liquid does not have a changing concentration, then it will not affect equilibrium. It's not written in the K expression. For example, for 2H2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2H2O gas, the K expression is H2O squared divided by H2 squared O2. However, for the reaction 2H2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2H2O liquid, the K expression is 1 over H2 squared times O2. The H2O is not included in this K expression because it's a pure liquid. Only gases and solutions are included in the K expression. An example of solving for the K value. Solve for the equilibrium constant for Fe2O3 solid plus 3H2 gas yields 2Fe solid plus 3H2O gas. If the following are the concentrations at equilibrium, H2 is 0.45 molarity. H2O is 0.18 molarity. The K expression is equal to water cubed divided by hydrogen cubed. Note that Fe2O3 and Fe were not included in the K expression because they are solids. The given values are plugged into the equilibrium constant expression. K equals 0.18 cubed divided by 0.45 cubed. K equals 0.064. Most instructors and textbooks do not require units for K, as each one would be different depending on the number of species and the powers. What general meaning can you get from the magnitude of the equilibrium constant? If K is very large, then there is a much larger ratio of products to reactants at equilibrium. The reaction is said to lie to the right, meaning there are more products the right side of the equation. If K is very small, there's a small ratio of products to reactants. The reaction is said to lie to the left, the side with the reactants. K can be used to find equilibrium concentrations of a specific species. For example, find the equilibrium concentration for NO If N2 gas plus O2 gas results in 2 NO gas. If the equilibrium constant is 1.24 times 10 to the negative 4th, and the other equilibrium concentrations are N2 equals 0.166 molarity and O2 equals 0.145 molarity. The K expression is NO squared divided by N2 times O2. The value for K, N2, and O2 are plugged into this expression. The equation is rearranged to solve for NO. The molarity is found to be 0.00173 molarity. Even though the K isn't written with units, since each K would have different units, the molarity does need the unit of capital M, molarity. What is Le Chatelier's principle? Le Chatelier's principle says if a system at equilibrium is disturbed, it will shift to reestablish equilibrium. In short, whatever you do to it, it will try to undo. How does adding a reactant or product affect a system at equilibrium? If you add a reactant, the system will try to remove it by shifting to the right. If you add a product, the system will try to remove it by shifting to the left. The system will try to remove whatever you add. How does removing a reactant or product affect a system at equilibrium? If you remove a reactant, the reaction tries to make more by shifting to the left. If you remove a product, the reaction tries to make more by shifting to the right. How do changes in pressure affect a system at equilibrium? When you decrease the volume, you increase the pressure. This means the reaction will shift to the side with the least moles of gas to relieve that pressure increase. If you increase the volume, you decrease the pressure. The reaction will shift to the side with the most moles of gas in order to increase the pressure back up again. An endothermic reaction is one that takes in energy. The products have more energy than the reactants. You can think of energy as a reactant in an endothermic reaction. An exothermic reaction is when the reaction gives off energy. The products have less energy than the reactants. In this case, you can think of energy as a product. How does temperature affect an endothermic reaction? If you increase the temperature of an endothermic reaction, this is the same as increasing a reactant. The reaction will try to get rid of it by shifting to the right. A decrease in temperature for an endothermic reaction is like removing a reactant. The reaction will shift to the left to make more reactants. For exothermic, think of temperature or energy as a product. Increasing temperature for an exothermic reaction is like increasing a product. The reaction will try to get rid of it by shifting to the left. Decreasing the temperature for exothermic reactions is similar to removing a product. The reaction will shift to the right to make more of it. Some changes have no effect because they don't affect the value of Q. Adding a pure solid or liquid does not affect the equilibrium position. Increasing the pressure by adding an inert gas also does not affect the equilibrium position. Changing the volume of a reaction if there's an equal number of moles of gas on both sides of the equation will not affect the equilibrium position. Adding a catalyst will speed up how fast equilibrium is established, but not the number of reactants and products once it has been established. Some examples of using Le Chatelier's principle. Which way will the reaction shift for each of the following changes for the equation NH4Cl solid yields NH3 gas plus HCl gas? Removing NH4Cl. This reactant is a solid and therefore has no effect. Adding HCl. Adding a gaseous product will cause the reaction to try to remove that extra product by shifting to the left. Adding Ne gas. Neon gas is an inert gas and will have no change. Decreasing the volume. By decreasing the volume, you're increasing the pressure. The reaction will try to relieve that increased pressure by shifting to the side with fewer gas molecules. In this reaction, that's the left. Another example. Which way will the reaction shift for each of the following changes for the equation 2SO2 gas plus O2 gas yields 2SO3 gas, which is an exothermic reaction? Increasing the volume. Increasing the volume decreases the pressure. The reaction will shift to the side with greater number of moles of gas. In this example, it's to the left. Raising the temperature. This is an exothermic reaction. Therefore, energy is a product. Raising the temperature is increasing a product. The reaction will try to decrease that new product by shifting to the left. Adding O2. O2 is a gaseous reactant in this equation. Adding a gas reactant will push the reaction towards the right, the products. Removing SO2. SO2 is a gas reactant in this reaction. Removing a gas reactant will cause the reaction to try to produce more. Therefore, it will shift to the left. How are free energy and equilibrium related? Free energy, symbolized with a capital G, relates temperature, enthalpy, and entropy. When delta G is negative, the process is spontaneous. When delta G is positive, it's not spontaneous. If delta G is zero, the process is at equilibrium. For example, find the melting point for CHCl3 if delta H is 9.2 kilojoules and delta S is 43.9 joule per Kelvin. The melting point is when the solid to liquid process is at equilibrium. Delta G equals delta H minus T delta S. Because the process is at equilibrium, delta G is zero. 0 kilojoules equals 9.2 kilojoule minus T times 0.0439 kilojoule per Kelvin. Rearrange the equation with algebra to solve for T. T is equal to 210 Kelvin. Free energy can be related to the equilibrium constant. Delta G naught equals negative RT natural log K. Delta G naught is delta G in joules at standard state, 1 atm and 1 molarity. R is the gas constant, 8.31 joule per Kelvin times mole. T is temperature in Kelvin, and K is the equilibrium constant. An example of using this equation is if the equilibrium constant for a reaction is 1.74 times 10 to the negative fifth, is it spontaneous at 25 degrees Celsius? K is 1.74 times 10 to the negative fifth. T is temperature in Kelvin. 25 plus 273 equals 298 Kelvin. Delta G equals negative 8.31 joule per Kelvin times mole times 298 Kelvin times the natural log of 1.74 times 10 to the negative fifth. Delta G is equal to 2.72 times 10 to the fourth joules. This reaction is not spontaneous as delta G is positive. It will proceed in the reverse direction at this temperature under standard conditions. How might you expect to see this content on your exam? Here's a sample passage similar to one you might find on the test. A group of students are studying the reaction H2 gas plus I2 gas yields 2HI gas. In experiment 1, students determined concentrations at equilibrium and calculated the equilibrium constant for this reaction at 700 Kelvin to be 54. In experiment 2, students studied reaction rates versus concentrations. In trial 1, the concentration of both reactants was 0.1 molarity. The rate was 0.02 molarity per second. In trial 2, the concentration of hydrogen was 0.2 molarity and iodine was 0.10 molarity. The rate was 0.04 molarity per second. And in trial 3, the concentration of hydrogen is 0.4 and the concentration of iodine is 0.2 and the rate is 0.16 molarity per second. An example of a question that would accompany this passage is to find the equilibrium constant at 700 Kelvin For the reaction, 6-HI yields 3H2 plus 3I2. Find the portion of the passage that's relevant. The reaction given in the passage is H2 plus I2 yields 2HI, and the equilibrium constant is 54. Write the KEQ expression for the original reaction and then the new reaction and determine the relationship. The KEQ for the original is HI squared divided by H2 times I2. The KEQ for the new reaction is H2 cubed times I2 cubed divided by HI to the sixth. The new expression is the reciprocal, negative exponent, and its powers have been increased by a factor of 3. Therefore, the equilibrium constant for this new reaction is 54 to the negative third. Another example of a question might be, what is the overall order of reaction for H2 plus I2 yields 2HI? Is it A0, B1, C2, or D3? The relevant information from the passage is the table containing the reaction concentrations and the rate for the three trials. H2 is doubled from the first trial to the second trial, and the rate also doubles. This means that hydrogen is first order. H2 is doubled from the second trial to the third, and I2 is also doubled. The rate goes up by a factor of 4. The doubling of hydrogen would double the rate. So the doubling of iodine is responsible for the other double. 2 times 2 equals 4. 2 doublings equals an increase of times 4. Hydrogen and iodine are both first order. This means the total order of the reaction is second. The correct answer is C. In summary, kinetics is the study of the rates of reactions, which are affected by surface area, concentration, temperature, and catalyst. Reaction mechanisms show the actual collision sequence occurring in an overall chemical reaction. Dynamic equilibrium is established when the rates of the forward and reverse reaction are equal. The equilibrium constant gives the ratio of product to reactants with the stoichiometric ratios as the powers. Le Chatelier's principle governs how a reaction in equilibrium will change when disturbed. Congratulations! You have successfully completed the audio tutorial on kinetics and equilibrium. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, physics, biology, and math, please visit www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.